January the 30th, five games, a weirdly healthy Utah Jazz. What world is this that we're living in? We have the Lakers and the Wizards going ahead. At this stage, no word that the game has been cancelled. I would assume that means it's going ahead. We would probably have an update. We'll get into all of that, all of the Thursday night action. This is the Thursday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I do and say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Come on, brothers with me. Come on, brothers with me.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume fantasy basketball content. We are proudly part of the Old Man Squad Network at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Five games. Let's go. All right. First game, touched on this very, very briefly. Lakers at Washington. No word on this game being cancelled. So I think we're good to go. And look, we had an update. How long ago was that? Where is it? Alex Sarr is out with an ankle sprain tonight, and that's not surprising. But the fact that we got an injury update 4 hours ago would indicate that this game is going ahead. We are getting injury updates. Still no update on the Lakers guys. Well, LeBron mainly. We know Anthony Davis is out. I'll jump back to the right screen. All right, so yes, Anthony Davis is out. Jackson Hayes will start. Five-game night, probably worth a look. He's not very exciting, but, LeBron will have to do a lot. And then we might just get more from Rui. We might get more from Max Christie. So it's probably Jackson Hayes is the guy we're looking at here. Maybe Jared Vanderbilt plays a couple of extra minutes. They're going to be obviously very cautious with him. So he could be streamed in tonight for steals. They do play Washington, so keep that in mind. For Washington, Sarr is out. We just mentioned that. Brogdon, of course, he's out, probably never plays for Washington again. Other than Sarr, they're relatively healthy. We had a good look at them last night. We had a look at them. It wasn't a good look because they were terrible. Jordan Poole was woeful, so hopefully he can be better tonight. We're still rostering him. Koulibaly, Kyle Kuzma, I guess. Valanciunas, have to roster him at the moment with Sarr out, and then Kispert, Carrington, Keyshawn George. These guys, all streaming possibilities, especially tonight. You've probably got a few spots open on your roster. Atlanta at Cleveland and Matt Carmody. Hey, Matt Carmody, welcome. Atlanta at Cleveland. Trae Young, probable. Zachary Risacher returns. He missed the last game. That was purely rest. Jalen Johnson, obviously out for the season. Clint Capella out with back something. Bogdan Bogdanovic also out. So Vete Krejci, keep rolling with Vete as long as we can. DeAndre Hunter will, again, need to do a bit more off the bench. Larry Nance, probably worth a look, I think. He will play, Josh has got him projected here at 22 minutes on Basketball Monster. I don't know if it's Josh that does these projections. Someone has. I think he could play more tonight, especially against – we could even get him starting against Cleveland, who obviously have Evan Mobley and Jarrett Allen. The Hawks may try to match up with him and go big, in which case Larry Nance would start or could start alongside Onyeka Okongwu. So if Nance is available, I'd probably get him in your roster tonight. Keaton Wallace, who's been he's been something, but with Trey and with Dyson there, probably won't play enough. He'll play some minutes because Bogdan is out. We are, of course, there's trade rumours, lots of trade rumours flying around about Yusuf Nurkic at the moment coming to Atlanta. Clint Capella, Bogdan Bogdanovic are the names being mentioned as those that could be on the way out. Very hypothetical. We are not basing anything on these trades. This hasn't even come from Shams, I don't think. So it's probably, what, 0.5% maybe. If it was to happen, at least Nurkic would... I guess if Capella went, Nurkic would play. It's better than he's doing now. I'm not running to stash him or add him or anything like that. But another one that we need to keep an eye on. For the Cavs, LeVert Okoro injured, we know that. We did preempt that Donovan Mitchell could be resting for this one, but he is not on the injury report at this stage. That could change. So at this point, Garland, Mitchell both playing, which means Ty Jerome takes a hit. George Niang takes a hit. Max Strus, he'll still play, but won't have to do as much in that opening lineup. So I still, Jerome, you could look at him and Strus both tonight. Again, only five games. Minnesota at Utah for the Wolves. Mike Conley is questionable. So if he's out, you have to add Nickeil Alexander-Walker because they literally have, well, they have Rob Dillingham, but Alexander-Walker would start. So keep an eye on that. Alexander-Walker is probably borderline anyway tonight with the low volume. So look at him. Jaden McDaniels should be held rostered everywhere at the moment. Rudy Gobert was woeful last night. Hopefully he can be better tonight against Walker Kessler. So we cross our fingers there. God, I hope he's better. For the Jazz, I said weirdly healthy. Johnny Juzang is out with his broken hand, but that's fine. He's close, but he's not back yet. Sexton is playing, Markkanen is playing, Collins is playing, Kessler is playing, George is playing, Clarkson is playing. So who knows what the minutes are going to look like here. Make sure Kessler's active. Collier, will he still start alongside Sexton? Do they move Keontae George in? Where does Jordan Clarkson fit into all of that with Markkanen and Collins back? How much do we see of Sensabaugh? It's going to be really hard to know who to target here tonight. Collins, Markkanen, Sexton, Kessler, George, probably Collier are all rostered in most leagues, I would assume. So Clarkson, Sensabaugh are probably the two we want to look at. I guess Filipowski, Mikhailuk, but it's probably Sensabaugh, I think, and really, he's just points at this point. And look, 20 minutes, not really enough. You'd have to be desperate. You might be desperate. And if you are, give him a look. But don't get your hopes up. Houston at Memphis for the Rockets. Tari Eason off the injury report. Purely back-to-backs that he's not playing in at this point. Alperen Şengün is questionable. Steven Adams is also questionable. So... could we get a Jock Landale breakout? Maybe. He's really their only other center. And they can't go small against Memphis. We know they have Zach Edey. They have Jay Huff, who is not really in the rotation. Brandon Clark, who's not a typical sort of huge center, but very athletic, big man. So keep an eye on the injuries there. Even if Şengün is out, Adams, there's no way he's playing 25, 28 minutes. So Jock Landale would have to play 20-plus minutes. I think both he and Adams could be stream-worthy tonight. If both Şengün and Adams are out, then Landale is definitely someone we're streaming because they don't even have Jabari Smith, who they can play at center. So, and Amen Thompson, I just don't think you want to play him there, but not having Şengün or potentially Adams could mean that Amen plays more, closer to 40 minutes. Cam Whitmore, fine. Again, he's a little bit like a Bryce Sensabaugh. If you need points, you can give him a look. Tari Eason, who has been pretty rough the last couple of games. I still think he's probably a hold, a soft hold in a lot of leagues. Jayshon Tate, who had 16 points, four steals in that last game, probably won't play as much tonight. For the Grizzlies, Ja Morant, questionable again. This is with a shoulder, I think. Shoulder soreness. It's just one thing after another with him. Look, no indication that this is going to cost him time. If he is out, we know the drill. We go and look at Scottie Pippen. We look at Luke Kennard as our ads streams. GG. Excuse me. GG Jackson probably falls into that bucket as well. Jalen Wells, if we need points. Santi Aldama, obviously cooled off since his hot start. Can be streamed again tonight. There's a few names here floating around that could potentially have value, but the Grizzlies are one of those teams where it's hard to know who is going to go off on any given night. Orlando at Portland. Jalen Suggs questionable, so they could be back to full strength tonight, which would be nice to see. But we're watching Goga. We're having a look at what this center rotation looks like. He came off the bench in the last game. I thought he played well. Wendell played a lot more minutes, but it was double overtime. They are up against DeAndre Ayton, Donovan Clingan. So sizable center pairing, which would favor Goga. Let's see. Hold Goga. No indication that he starts. He could start here against DeAndre Ayton. But let's just see what his minutes look like off the bench. If Suggs returns, we can move on, I think, from Anthony Black, Cole Anthony, thinking longer term. But as for tonight, I would probably just hold them even if Suggs plays because there's a chance Suggs is on a minutes restriction. And again, five games. So there is room for streaming. For the Blazers, Jeremy Grant questionable with his ankle injury. Surprised they didn't take this as an opportunity just to rest him. I guess they're probably of the opinion that they're playing a team that wants to win tonight so they can err on the side of caution. Probably the wrong phrase for that situation, but they can roll out most of their guys tonight, which means Scoot Henderson and Shaedon Sharpe. What do they look like tonight? How many minutes do they play? I'm still holding both of them wherever I can. We've only got a week now until the trade deadline. So, yeah, unless you are so, so desperate for wins, categories, that sort of thing, you could drop them after tonight's game, but we definitely want to hold them for tonight or add them if they're available. I don't think Kamara is available, but if he is, go and add him as well. Klingon. He is still a stash. He hasn't been doing a ton of stuff, but, yeah, we're holding wherever we can. All right, let's have a look at quick questions. All right, Chad, do we think Koloko cracks 15 minutes? He might because I don't think Jackson Hayes is that good. So, yes, we could get sort of 28 and 20 maybe. A little bit of this probably comes down to Washington's rotation. Valanciunas will start, obviously, but then do they play Kuzma as sort of a small ball center? I'd love to see Vukcevic out there for Washington. I don't know if we're going to. Rashawn Holmes is also there. So there is a chance, yes, we could see 15 minutes. What have we got? A Westbrook question. 15, we do think Bronner to the bench. I think the projections for Westbrook are pretty fair. We did sort of think that when Gordon came back into the starting lineup, it might not be Westbrook that moves out because they've been playing quite well with him there starting, and it was Brown who moved to the bench, which doesn't really impact either player, I don't think. It means Gordon will play a bit more, but Brown should still play 30-plus minutes. Would I rather have Risa Shea, Keon Johnson, or Bruce Brown in a 9-cat? I don't think it's Risa Shea. He just hasn't been that exciting for me. Keon Johnson's tough because Brooklyn's rotation changes nightly. And Bruce Brown is tough as well because we don't know where he is going to be in a week. He has been playing relatively well, though, Bruce Brown, despite somewhat limited minutes. Look, I guess if you're looking for consistency in role but not necessarily upside in production, it's probably Reese Shea because his minutes are at least – he's starting, he's playing – with no Jalen Johnson, he's going to be playing somewhat consistent minutes. If you're looking for players that will have the high, sort of can hit a higher watermark, it's probably Keon Johnson. We've seen a few games from him. And in terms of production, the safest floor is Bruce Brown. So I think you can make a case for all three. I'd probably go, if they were all sitting on my waiver wire, I would probably go Keon Johnson just because I think he has the clearest path to at least occasionally playing 32 plus minutes. It'd be Keon Johnson or Bruce Brown, I think, for me. What have we got here? So it's still Westbrook. Yeah, projected better than Giddy. Again, they're top 70. What are you in a 17 league? So players in that range are probably somewhat expendable. I know in those leagues you do make a lot of moves because the waiver wire is so stacked. In my redraft league, our 14-team league, which split and we moved into two 7-team leagues, so I've got a pretty good example of a 7-team league. I limit the moves, the waiver wire moves, to two per week to prevent all of these adding and dropping and that sort of thing. So I don't know whether that's something, or maybe you enjoy chopping and changing all the time. Some people do. Chad, who benefits from Terry Rozier's looming ban? I wouldn't say it's a looming ban. They cleared him a couple of years ago. So there could be a ban, absolutely. who would benefit? It's probably, again, this would depend on the mindset of the organization. It's probably just Duncan Robinson. Jaime Jaquez, I suppose, to some degree. Pelé Larsen would be the one I'd like to see out there. Josh Christopher, we remember back, he was very good in Summer League, maybe. But they would have to be, I think, moving more towards that, packing it in to give Josh Christopher a run. So we'll see. But like I said, Terry Rozier was cleared. This was something that was investigated by the NBA a couple of years ago and they found no issue or whatever. But the fact that it is now at a higher, I guess, level, it is concerning. It's something to watch. Chad Collins, now that you benched him, he's going to play today and Saturday, forcing me to put him back in the lineup for next week, and then he's going to sit every game. That is the John Collins or Utah experience. Matt, would I stash Io or Jalen Smith? Who has the better chance to be traded, LaVine or Vooch? I would say LaVine probably has the better chance. Who would I stash? Look, it's probably Io at this point, only because he is at least giving us 12-team production right now. Jalen Smith is not. So I don't think we're relying on as much for Io as Jalen. So he's probably a bit of a safer stash. But Jalen Smith was good last night and probably has more upside slightly. Because we know what Io does in 30, 32 minutes. He's sort of a top 120 kind of a player, so sort of serviceable but not elite. Jalen Smith, if he gets to 32 minutes, could be top 70. So there is more upside, I think, for Jalen Smith, but Io is a little bit safer. Suggs is looking quite tantalizing in free agency, yes. Do you mean fantasy free agency or real life free agency? Because I'm assuming you mean fantasy. Maybe you do mean real life. Shining Knight, don't think I can drop Sohan, Vassell, Goga, or Beal, though. So, oh, okay, yep. So you're looking at Suggs, but you don't want to drop any of those guys. Yeah, that's fair, I think. Yeah, I think that's okay. I think Suggs potentially could be better than those guys, but it's also, yeah, it's also pretty risky, I think, just because of the fact that Orlando are healthy now. How many players should we stash in our rosters before the deadline? We had this question, I think, yesterday or the day before. I liked like one, two at the most, I think. And again, it depends on where you are in the standings. Can you afford to stash? We are only talking about a week, so it's not that long now. So if you're fairly comfortable, if you're sitting sort of second or third and next week doesn't matter too much, then, yeah, I think then you can stash one to two. Yeah, okay. So in this 17 league, limited pickups to 10. It was unlimited for 4 years, and then it was 14, and now it's 10. Yeah, that's still a lot. 10 pickups per week. Wow. I don't think I'm in. Am I in any leagues that have unlimited? No. I think the most I have in any of my leagues is 5 pickups per week. And it's generally 2 or 3 in most of them. Any that I run, it's 2 or 3. Some leagues that I'm in that are commissioned by someone else, it's 5, I think, is the most. I'm not in any unlimited. I have a friend that is in an unlimited league, and it's chaos. I couldn't do it. Yeah, top 50 players is who you want to look at, and then anyone outside that range is sort of expendable, especially if you've got 10 pickups a league. You purely want to look at schedule and matchups and things, which can be hard with teams like Utah and Brooklyn and Portland. Keon Johnson or Io Desunmu in a 10 team, Keon Ellis, Tyus Jones in a 12 team. All right, 10 team, Keon Johnson or Io. Again, probably Io. I think he's a little bit safer. Keon's minutes, the Nets' minutes are way up and down. So I'd probably go Io slightly there. In the 12 team, look, Tyus again, safer. He's starting. Keon Ellis is more of a stash stream at the moment. So if in that 12-team league you can take a little bit of a risk for a week, I'd probably go Keon Ellis. But if you're just looking for safety, I would go Tyus Jones. All right, Chad. LaMelo reevaluation is in a week. We're assuming he's not. Yes, that. Yeah, I don't think he's coming back till after the All-Star break. He may play in the All-Star game, limited minutes, so I don't know. Who would I want to drop for Suggs from that list? Where is that list? So here is the list: Sohan, Vassell, Goga, Beal. Who would I drop? It wouldn't be Vassell. Oh, Beal's the one that's sort of, yeah, potentially, just with, like, if he stays in Phoenix and comes off the bench, I don't think he's going to be the player that we sort of hoped he was. Oh, sorry, I'm just reading through. Joel Embiid is out. There you go. That's fantastic. Emmanuel Quickley is questionable tomorrow against Chicago. So there you go. Emmanuel Quickley potentially returning tomorrow, if not the next game. Better go and check if I've still got him in any rosters. Good to know. So look, maybe it's Beal. Maybe Goga is very different. I mean, out of all of those guys, he's your shot blocker, your field goal percentage guy. Sohan, he's probably sort of top 80, I think, Sohan. Sohan might be a guy you could drop, I think, there. Goga has all the other three all have top 50 upside. I think Vassell, Goga, Beal could all be top in theory. I don't think Sohan can get to top 50. So where Suggs can. So it might be Sohan. All right, where were we up to? Oh, okay. So the old man squad contributor is unlimited. Oh, and I set that one up. So I must have set that up as unlimited. There you go. TK, hey, Adam, who is the better stash out of Jalen Smith or Keon Ellis? Look, I guess it's probably Keon Ellis just because we know that De'Aaron Fox wants to get out. So, and it sounds like there's momentum on both sides to make a trade. Jalen Smith, you're relying on really just hypothetical. There's no word at the moment that anyone wants LaVine. There's no word that Vooch is moving. So it's speculation, and we're basing that on the fact that we think the Bulls should go into a bit of a rebuild, but I don't know if Chicago think that. So Keon Ellis is probably the safer of the two. And again, he only needs 22 minutes to sort of have value, where I think Jalen Smith probably needs 25 to 26. Joseph says Peyton Pritchard was just dropped in your 12-team league. Is he worth a pickup? I guess he might be. If he fits your need, if you need points, threes and assists, he's certainly not putting up those numbers he was earlier in the season, but he's okay. I think if you want to add him, he's a borderline kind of on-off waivers for the rest of the season, I think. But in saying that, he could hit a hot patch. So if you want to just pick him up because he's there, give him two games and see what happens. If he stinks, move on. Maybe you've caught him at the right time. We do hope that Rosie didn't pull a Jonte Porter. It is a bad look for the league indeed, yes. And a Chad question, last one. You asked on Twitter, have all rankers fallen too in love with defensive stats? I'm seeing Hartenstein rated as a top 45 player in Dynasty, which seems crazy for a two-cap fringe starter. I'd probably call him more than two, but yes, he is limited, obviously. I've got him, I don't do dynasty rankings, so I guess you factor in age and that sort of thing there. Top 45 is maybe slightly higher, top 60 maybe. His value is obviously field goal percentage, apart from yesterday. Generally, it's field goal percentage, rebounds. Defensively, he's not elite, but he does sort of find a way to two combined steals and blocks. He's pretty good at steals for a center. I don't know what he's actually averaging. I'm not going to look it up. But he's generally okay for steals as a center, and he gets some out-of-position assists. So I know his assists aren't elite, but for a center, he's above average, certainly. Free throws, again, they've been very hit or miss. So I can see why you would have him as top 45. That's probably slightly higher than I'd have him, though. I'd have him maybe a round lower than that. All right, just a rosy kind of, well, not an update, but more information that it is the people that were investigating Porter that are looking into Rosie. So, it's certainly not, the fact that it's even under investigation is not a good look. So fingers crossed it's nothing. We'll have to watch this space there. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Go and check out Josh and I did the mailbag show 2 hours ago. So go and check that one out. That was fun, always fun. I will be back with a post-game show this afternoon. I will be back tomorrow with Noah doing trade talk and pre-game. Pre-game. Following day, there should be a pre-game show, but I am heading to a friend's place to watch the Royal Rumble. So that starts at 10 a.m. here in Australia. And he lives a bit away from me, not too far, but we've got to go and buy our bacon and eggs and get our barbecue breakfast going and watch a bit of wrestling. So looking forward to that. There should still be a show, though. I'll squeeze one in, I think. Thanks for watching along today, though. If you are watching or listening after the fact, please go and download and do all of that stuff that we ask of you. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.